94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Welcome to your Friday. As promised, a very special guest calling in this morning. She is an Academy Award winner, a multimedia powerhouse, and she is returning to her roots, doing what she does best and returning to where we really first saw her, on the stages of the comedy clubs across the country. Please welcome Monique to the morning show. How you doing, girl?
Good morning, beautiful people. Good morning. I'm wonderful, sis. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I tell you, I'm such a fan. And I know that, you know, the achievements that you've made, winning that Academy Award, the incredible acting job that you did on Precious, I mean, just really showed people the full range of what Monique can do. And I, for one, though, am excited to see you returning to comedy, because that really is the first love, isn't it?
You know what, Pat? It is. And I've never left it. I never, ever
That's true.
Left the comedy club stage. Even all through that award season, all through the Monique show, because it is my first love.
Yeah. And I know that you, the first time I ever saw you was at Showtime at the Apollo. And that was, you know, when I lived in New York and worked at WBLS, I used to, with Dougie Fresh, we used to host amateur night. I'm talking about the Wednesday night amateur night, okay? Where the people from the neighborhood were there. And that is one of the toughest audiences I've ever seen, but they also are the most loving audience when they like you, aren't they?
Yes. If you, I always tell people, if you got the Apollo, you got the world.
That is the truth.
If you have that audience, you can perform in front of the world, because that's one of those audiences that says, we're either going to give it to you real, real straight, or we're going to boo you real, real hard. Which way you want it.
And you got to be able to take that. You know, I think that being a comedian is probably the hardest job in the entertainment business. I don't see anything that's tougher to be good at. You know what I mean?
I think for me, Pat, and I can only speak for me, when I am on that stage, I am walking in the midst of a dream. It is this little girl saying, it's here. Like all of the moments in the bathroom mirror with the brush and the towel wrapped around me, it's here right now. Right, Pat? Listen, sometimes, because Robin always be sitting off to my right, sometimes she'll look at me and say, that's enough. That's enough. Okay, if you thought you just jumped over the cliff on that one, Monique, come back.
Well, you've never been afraid to push the envelope. And you know, when you, it's funny when you say that thing about standing in front of the mirror with the hairbrush pretending to be a microphone. I can see you doing that. You seem so comfortable in that environment.
It is. It's for me, Pat. And I always say to folks, when I'm up on that stage and they're sitting in front of me, we ain't nothing but at the cookout. And it's just my turn to tell the story. That's all. Everybody got a little bit of dark liquor. Everybody's sitting there saying, all right, it's on Nikki's turn. And that's the feel of it. That's why I absolutely love the comedy club.
Yes, indeed. We're talking to Academy Award-winning actress and comedian Monique. She is on tour with comedian Tone X. They're going to be at the Brea Improv tonight and tomorrow. That's the 27th and 28th. For showtimes and tickets, visit brea.improv.com. And when you look back at the beginning of your career, Monique, and look at now the proliferation of comedy clubs and shows on TV and stand-up specials and all this other stuff, boy, comedy is really super popular right now.
Comedy is super popular right now, but it never lost the craft of what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get up on that stage with a microphone, either it's there or it's not. And about with those comedy clubs, what I appreciate, you right there on it.
That's true.
Like they can go eye to eye with you, and they can tell if you believe what you're saying or if you don't believe what you're saying. When it's the big theaters, we're so far apart. Though I love the big theaters, too, because the money's amazing, Pat. But I can't really see them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when it's those comedy clubs, we can touch each other's hand. We can look at each other eye to eye. We can toast each other. It's a different kind of intimacy.
It is. And you get up close and personal, and people love that. And there's so many great comedy clubs now. You look at this Brea Improv. They recently expanded a whole brand new setting there for you. And I can't think of a better place to have a superstar in comedy like yourself to come and perform.
Well, we're going to say we're going to have a good time this weekend. And the superstars is the audience. They're the real superstars, Pat, okay?
That is the truth.
So we want all all the superstars to come on out in the Brea area, and let's have one of those kind of good times that when you leave, if you did tinkle on yourself a little bit, you're not embarrassed.
Listen, you're going to be mad if you miss Monique. She's performing tonight and tomorrow night at the new expanded Brea Improv, and we are excited about the whole thing. Appreciate you taking some time to talk to us this morning. Promise me that you'll come stop by the studio and have a little bit longer hang with us sometime soon.
You got it, my sweet sister. Thank you, Miss Pat.
We've been talking to Monique this morning. Thanks for listening, and stick around because we've got a nice long set of music coming up on The Wave.